Here in Kentucky, winning the popular vote doesn't mean you'll walk away with all the votes from state delegates. Tuesday night, Hillary Clinton was declared the winner over Bernie Sanders for the presidential nomination for the Democrats, but her lead was just over 1,800 votes. Daniel Lowry with the Democratic headquarters here in Kentucky explains what happens next.
We'll plug in the data from the vote, county by county, and there are 55 pledged delegates up for grabs, basically, and then there are also 5 unpledged delegates who vote however they choose. But the 55 pledged delegates will be allocated for Hillary or for Bernie. We don't know the exact numbers yet. We'll figure that out today, but it could be as close as 28, 27. We'll see.
Just over 24,000 Kentucky Democrats who voted didn't choose any of the candidates running in the presidential race, but did vote for the U.S. Senate and congressional seats. That's a number that could have widened Clinton's lead or changed the outcome for Sanders. Lowry said it's proof that Democrats wanted to get out and vote and were serious about having their voices heard, even if it meant choosing none of the above. We'll let you know the breakdown of the delegates once we have those numbers available. Karen Czar, WUKY News.